Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. It is Sunday, the 19th of October, 2008. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. We'll also have wide open phones on a host of issues at 877-590-5525. Whether you're listening on the AM and FM dial across the country, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Global Shortwave Satellite, you are welcome to call in at 877-590-5525. All right, I want to try to be calm here today and really go over what we're facing with the financial crisis and really put it in clear, for people that are uncertain out there about what's really happening, I want to put it in very, very clear terms for people that are uncertain so that they can understand basically what we're dealing with as a society and what we're facing. Bottom line, everything that the global private banking cartel has said they would do to our society, they are now doing. A private group of families own the central banks of Europe, England, and the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand. And they control most of the third world and second world nations of the planet through this same system. I was on international television yesterday, Press TV, that's seen in countries all across the world, international cable system. And I was arguing and debating with two of the financial experts they had, and I would raise the news headlines that are in the BBC and the Wall Street Journal and the French news agency and just hundreds of publications showing video clips and reporting on what the heads of the private central banks of the world are doing through the heads of the different government systems, the different treasury directors, and different finance chiefs of the nations, France, Germany, England, the United States, Russia, Japan, China. And they are saying, we are setting up a world government run by the private banks, a small intergroup of private banks worldwide. And we are going to set up a world currency, but that world currency will still be your national currency. It will just be pegged to, and its value and the amount of money in circulation will be set worldwide. So it'll still have the local look, but it really won't be a local or national or sovereign currency. And an example of that is a major newspaper like the Wall Street Journal. It gets printed all over the country to come to your door every morning. But it's a national/international newspaper, but it gets printed in your state generally or in your region because there's no way to print them all in New York City and then have them all thrown on your doormat. Or what is there, like 20 different brands or varieties of Sports Illustrated. You have regional Sports Illustrated publications for football and other things, but still it's Sports Illustrated. Okay, so for over a decade, I've told you that what we were going to end up having would be a world banking system controlling our currency and controlling our national laws on finance, on banking, on the stock market, and that they would do this by orchestrating a global financial meltdown, which they, again, are carrying out, they are orchestrating, and that they would then pose as the saviors and try to stampede governments and populations into accepting this. And I also told you that a new global tax was going to be set up, several new global taxes, a cap and trade tax on, quote, greenhouse emissions, carbon dioxide and others, a flat-out carbon tax, and also the Tobin tax on any wire transfers or any type of banking activity, basically. And that will all be paid in to the private central bank consortium. Now, this was in Trilateral Commission documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, Treasury Department documents in the United States going back 25, 30 years. Same thing in Europe and England. And I would come on air and warn you about this and say this was coming in the future. And they would destroy the dollar, that they would set up a North American currencies, a Asian currency, a African currency, a European Union currency, system to be integrated in to control populations. Because if you control the issuance and the amount of currency, the amount of liquidity, the amount of credit, you control the planet. This is a financial dictatorship. Now, it wasn't that I was a genius or I was even smart. I, decades ago, ran into this information, and now for 13 years on air, I've been warning people that this was coming. This was coming around 2007 to 2009. And we've been predicting it, making films about it, having hundreds of top guests on about it, laying out a fact. And there I am debating on press TV, and I debate people on Russia Today and Al Jazeera and BBC. I go on a lot of these programs, TV worldwide, radio worldwide. And every time I'm on the show, it doesn't matter if it's Al Jazeera, it doesn't matter if it's press TV, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter if it's BBC. They will have major financial publication writers come on against me and say, you're crazy, there's no such thing as a new world order, there's no such thing as a call for a global currency, there is no such thing as a plan for a trilateral currency, and I've always told you, because the Trilateral Commission was set up to do this, that they would have the Asian block of currencies, the European Union block of currencies, and the North American Union block of currencies, and then all sub-currencies in those sub-regions, like the Caribbean and Central and South America, in the North American Union, which is the heart of it, and with Europe, you will have Africa and the Mediterranean Union under its control, and then with the Asian currency out of Japan and China, they're jockeying for who will control that. All your sub-countries under that, including Australia, will be under that currency. Now, all I'm doing is reading to you what the global banking elite say they are going to do. And I get nothing but denials. I have the Washington Post. I have the Associated Press. This is just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have a whole host of other mainstream news articles with headlines like EU leaders call for global currency. Here's Bloomberg today. This is Bloomberg today. Okay, you can't ignore this anymore, folks. This isn't a Jedi mind trick or a parlor magician trick the media is pulling with one hand saying none of this exists while they're setting it up. Now, this is Bloomberg Financial. We have a link up on Infowars.com. ECB's sees global tripolar currency system evolving. European Central Bank Council member Edwald Nonte said a tripolar global currency system is developing between Asia, Europe, and the U.S. And then they go on in a lengthy article to detail everything we've told you, everything we've broken down, everything we've predicted. But it isn't hard to predict. You know, I use the analogy or the example of the TV guide. If I open the TV guide up and I say, coming up this Wednesday night is a TV show I want to see, and then my wife and I sit down at 9 o'clock at night and turn the television on, and it comes on, my wife doesn't fall down at my feet and start worshiping me, saying, you're psychic. How did you know? How did you know this was going to come on then? Well, it's in the TV guide. So, see, before this was being introduced to the public, in the Wall Street Journal, in Bloomberg, in AP, in AFP, hundreds of publications, before it was in the news, as it's been the last 3 weeks, it was never in the news. It was only in IMF, World Bank, United Nations, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, press releases, documents, white papers. Now, you'd have to go to the library back in the mid-90s when I was really waking up to all this and, pull out their documents, and I'd come and warn people on air and get laughed at. But now it's mainstream news. So we're going to break down the fact that world government is being born right now. It's very, very tyrannical, and it plans to devalue the world's currencies in unison down to almost zero to bankrupt everyone but the inner core financial system, which will then put everyone back into debt under their system and rebuild it. Okay, so this is the most important information you will ever hear when we get back. I'm not kidding. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bust. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There's several issues here. You know, not just the fact that there's a small inner group of private banks owned by private families that have the vast majority of the world's wealth, or that they changed the rules in the mid-90s and then in 99, getting rid of the Glass-Steagall Act where they could go from 10-to-1 fractional reserve banking. Private banks can loan out on average $10 for every dollar they have. Well, in the mid-90s, they went ahead and said, no, we can loan out $100 for every $2 we have. And then in 99, they said, we can basically loan out unlimited. You can just do whatever you want, but only select banks, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, you know, just a few others, only four major banks that are actually owned by the families that also own the private stock in the Federal Reserve. Okay? Listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. When you watch regular financial news, you read the financial publications, you're going to be given limited information. Not so much that it's even a lie, it's just that they're lying by omission. Now, all that's changing now. You open up, you know, Bloomberg, you open up the Wall Street Journal, and it's all about New World Order, One World Government, but, oh, it's what's going to save you. Now, remember, a lot of you have been listening for 12 or more years. You remember me saying they are going to engineer a collapse of the dollar. I mean, back in the late 90s, I was ranting and raving with economists on about the derivatives bubble, which was tens of trillions then and could have completely bankrupted us. Now it's over $1,000 trillion conservatively, and that's even in mainstream news. Mainstream news is saying it's around $550 trillion in derivatives, but the high-level economists, you know, Nobel Prize winners, former heads of the Treasury we interview, are saying, no, it's well over $1 quadrillion or $1,000 trillion, probably $1.5 quadrillion. And all the terms are wrong. They're telling the public that, oh, it's a bailout. The big banks are in trouble. But Business Week, Monday, had a headline dealing with the fact that the credit card debt, over $1 trillion of it's about to come due, and that's going to be another big problem. But in that story that I covered on the weekday show at nauseam, they admitted right there. Business Week said, oh, actually, this group of less than 10 major international banks, four here in the U.S., they're actually flush in cash and liquidity, and this is really good for them. And they control the federal regulators. You have this merger of government and banking, and they go out and they're grabbing smaller insurance companies, banks, a lot of which are actually solvent. So to put it in layman's terms, the private families cut off the money supply about a year and a half ago to corporations, the real economy, individuals. They issued this massive debt bubble by packaging toxic securities and other things and issuing themselves unlimited liquidity. Now they terrorize the public and say, oh, the market's going down. Oh, the economy's in trouble. There's a credit freeze on, a credit crisis, because banks don't trust each other. And then the very banks that are working with Henry Paulson and others are given well over $1 trillion. And the news, by the way, now is admitting the bailout's $5 trillion. As we told you 2 weeks ago, just type in bailout now reaches $5 trillion. You'll see a bunch of mainstream news articles in the last 3 or 4 days. I told you, $5 trillion. $5 trillion is conservative. Some say it'll go above $10 trillion. Now, understand the whole GDP of the country is $3 trillion in a year. So what are these private banks doing? They're the solvent big central banks. They're the big boys. Other banks are just playing games compared to them. They own stock in the private Federal Reserve. They control the government. This isn't the government buying into the banks. This is the banks becoming the government. The government dumps trillions of dollars into them and then gets no voting shares in Bank of America, in Citigroup, in J.P. Morgan Chase, and then the fourth one, but it's kind of the weaker fourth. You know, it's smaller compared to the others, but it's still in that class. And that's, of course, Wells Fargo. So they're taking over the government, not the government taking over them. Now, this is a thing called socialism. This is not socialism. This is called robbery. If the people were being taxed to then give this money back to the public, you know, helicopter Ben Bernanke, you know, said, I'll dump money out of helicopters. Well, he's not dumping money out of helicopters over your neighborhoods. He's dumping it over the Federal Reserve and a few private banks, and that's it. And so what are they doing? Oh, it didn't unfreeze the markets. The banks need trillions more. They're still not loaning. They're still not talking to each other. But last Monday, 7 days ago, they did meet with Henry Paulson behind closed doors, and the media said, oh, it's secret. And even CNBC, to their credit, said this is completely illegal. This is out of control. They're having secret meetings and not telling the public what's going on. And Henry Paulson is giving over $25 billion with Mr. Kashkari, his former VP, is the guy he appoints to hand out the trillion-plus bucks so far. And they're handing a bunch of it out to Goldman Sachs. And you've got Robert Rubin, who changed the rules in 95 and again 99. Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, and then Summers did the same thing. And their former Goldman Sachs, So Goldman Sachs is the management group for the private Federal Reserve families. They're the brokerage firm that is handing this trillion plus. It's already over a trillion. They're talking about $4 trillion more to them. And then they're going to take the money offshore. They're going to buy real assets with it. They're going to inflate that. They're going to leverage it out. They're going to do leverage buyouts of companies in this depressed economy. So they depress the economy by shutting liquidity off. They then panic the Congress and the parliaments of Europe into giving them, what is it, $2.2 trillion in Europe so far, pumping into their coffers. And then, after they've done that, they continue to cut off liquidity and cash to Main Street. It completely goes into recession and then depression, and then they buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. But that isn't enough for them. In the short term, they can use the dollars and the euros while they still have some value, though they're massively devalued because of inflation, issuing too many of them. In the short term, they can buy everything up, but in the midterm, a year to 2 years, 25 to 30% compounded inflation. We're already at 15% a year. You know, they'll tell you, the government will tell you it's 6.5, but every mainline economist says, it's more like 12 to 16. I'll just say 15. The point is, you're talking 25, 30% by next year, compounding year after year. And that's in Bloomberg today. The World Bank, you can go read it. ECB's noteworthy. See global tripolar currency system evolving. And it says right here that they're skeptical the U.S. dollar's centrality can be revived. And they go on to say, we see the dollar fully collapsing in the next few years. And so they say we need a new global currency system, but people still want to see the color of their money, you know, pink, blue, green, whatever it is, different parts of the world, brown. So we'll control it and control the issuance of it, controlling those nations fully, and then those banks will be paid interest for the right for the government to issue currency. So you pay your global taxes always indirectly to the private banks, the private intergroup, less than 10 worldwide, 4 in the U.S., but now you're going to be paying basically many more taxes, including a carbon tax and a Tobin currency trade tax that's going to get into all sorts of different types of money transfers and stock transfers, not just the original Tobin. So they engineer the crisis. They offer the solution, which is a new world order. That's their words. I mean, Gordon Brown, Nicolas Sarkozy, all of them are calling, quote, new world order, global currency, global regulation by the banks, and they're the ones that engineered it all. And they are, by design, the banks want to bankrupt things. They're not free market. These corrupt banks, these central bankers, they engage in fraud. They want to implode economies so they can consolidate them and have management over them. And that's been stated over and over again. The international banks, that's why they fund socialism and communism. Those are systems that consolidate the population's wealth. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls and get more into this and how
drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
don't tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. All right. Let me continue covering the system. We're going to take your phone calls at 877-590-5525. On A, what you think about what's unfolding, and what you think we should do about it. And I've got my own ideas historically. But for those that just joined us, let me recap. There is a financial international order. This is mainline history for those that wish to read the history books that are given to the Foreign Service people and high-level CIA section chiefs and others, like Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor. Carol Quigley in 68 wrote Tragedy and Hope, and in there he has all the quotes about how the private central banks of the world had a far-reaching plan to set up a world government and a one-world currency. You all seem to know that the heads of the IMF, World Bank, Treasury Secretary Paulson, are, quote, rabid environmentalists. He heads up a lot of the activities of Nature Conservancy, taking people's private property. They think humans are bad. They think we live too well. They want to take our wealth. They want easily managed, basically bankrupt third world slaves. And now they have engineered the crisis. They have been given immunity, unlimited power in Europe and the United States, through the central banks to basically do whatever they want. The private central banks are taking over the government functions and being given government power. It is not a banker bailout. It is a banker takeover. And then what did we tell you years ago and then leading up to this in the last few months? We said when they get this, I said this three shows ago. I said this last week. I say it on every show now, every radio broadcast, every TV show I do. I have laid out the facts for everybody and said they are going to propose a world government, a new world order, run by the private banks that have already bankrupted all the governments and controlled them, which is fiat currency they create out of nothing that they then claim the public owes. And not only are you going to have hyperinflation that devalues your savings and your paycheck and your fixed incomes particularly, my friends, but and I've got several headlines up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for mainstream news saying get ready for a huge tax bill. They are already with current U.S. debt. The Congressional Budget Office years ago projected that the American people by 2014 would be paying about 85% taxes, as they do in France and many other areas of the world, just for the interest on the debt. But it's a fraudulent debt. The banks just write it off, but then they sign it onto our backs and then inflate the currency. But it's so amazing to read Bloomberg Financial. ECB sees global tripolar currency system evolving. European Central Bank Council member Ewald Nootwe said a tripolar global currency system is developing between Asia, Europe, and the U.S. We always told you, be trilateral, meaning three. The North American Union, the European Union, the Asian Union. And I go on radio shows. I go on TV shows. I was on international television yesterday for an hour. On a show called Four Corners on Press TV. By the way, we just linked to that up on PrisonPlanet.com. After the show, you can go watch it if you'd like. And they had this big financial writer from Russia, a big financial writer from London on, and they would say, well, yes, the banks are taking over, but it's what they have to do. They didn't mean to cause this, and there's no such thing as a new world order, and there's no call for global currency. And I just fired out on the show four or five headlines yesterday on Saturday about this. Now, here's one from AFP, Agency French Press. It's a little one-minute news clip. It's a video news clip that you just heard the start of there. Now listen carefully. At the very end, they talk about a global currency. And I can play clip after clip of them calling for a new world order, in the words of the Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, a global system run by the banks with global management so these crises never happen again. So here it is.
Another whiff of panic hit Asian and European stock markets on Thursday, just as European leaders were meeting for a summit in Brussels. Their aim, show a unified front in efforts to reform the financial system, bringing it back under control.
What's been the recipe for our recent success? Our unity, coordination, the will to move forward. We can't give up faced with this crisis.
EU members have put pressure on the United States for an early meeting of the G8 with emerging countries. The French president and the EU commission chief are to meet with the U.S. president this weekend to discuss the proposal.
Nicolas Sarkozy's initiative, which we backed from the beginning, this summit, the meeting on Saturday, and the consultation with all our partners, will allow us to make great progress.
Europe wants to present a blueprint for a new worldwide currency system. Just as urgent are measures to fight an oncoming recession.
All right. Now, that's AFP. That's as big as Reuters and AP. So that's the European, basically, AP out of France. Now I have clip after clip of this. I mean, if you just Google world leaders call for new world order banking system, you will read Financial Times of London, BBC, AP, Reuters. But it's still not on our nightly news, though, saying government for and by the private central banks and that they will set currency values for all the nations of the world in three giant blocks. Now, here's another example. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that came out 14 months ago, that came out a little more than a year ago, I show a press conference with George Bush, the head of the European Union, Barroso, and the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel. And they say, we have the European Union, we have the North American Union, we're already merging them right now. And they go on to say by 2010 they'll be fully merged. Now you go out and tell the public that, they laugh at you. They have press conferences in the Rose Garden outside with the president saying it. Now in 2005, then head of Canada, Paul Harper, then the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and then President Bush, still be president for another 3 or 4 months, met at Baylor up in north central Texas. And they said the agreement's secret, the public can't see it. Well, Judicial Watch and others sued and got a copy. And it said, we've got to keep this secret from the public. This is in Endgame, by the way. You go to Judicial Watch and read it. We've got to keep this secret. We're going to have a major currency crisis, security prosperity partnership. We'll use terrorism. We'll use the threat of global warming. We'll use the threat of financial collapse to get the public to accept this. I mean, it's even in the agreement how to lie to us. We have this bombshell smoking gun info. We warn the public what's going to happen. We tell you years before there's going to be a commodities crisis. There's going to be a derivatives crisis, starting with subprime mortgages. We go cover the Bilderberg Group meeting where all these banking heads meet once a year. 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that was in Canada and Ottawa. We go there. I even get arrested trying to cover it. And we come out and say our sources inside tell us that they're going to pop the subprime mortgage within a year and a half and use that as the pretext to blame it on the public and bring in a new world order banking system. There'll be a trilateral world currency system. We lay out it's in my film. It's in the extras. It's in all the interviews, the articles we wrote. Go back to those June articles, 2006. Read them. It's exactly what's happening. And the public was preconditioned to not be able to deal with this or face this years ago. Here's an example. I get on the air 1995. People are calling into my local TV show saying, my cousin says black helicopters raided his town. There were troops on the streets. And I was a mainline Republican then, and I said, you're a kook, you're a nut. No such thing as that exists, because the media had said, kooks talk about black helicopters. And then in 96, 97, 98, they did urban warfare in Texas. Police chiefs threw them out. They tried to pay off the San Antonio police chief. I interviewed the head of Kingsville Emergency Management. Then I said, no, they're real. It's an urban warfare drills to prepare the public and local governments for martial law. Now that's mainstream news in the Army Times. And I had Ron Paul on this week saying, yes, they were threatened with martial law on the floor of the House. Other congressmen were. And he thinks martial law is a real threat, and it's on C-SPAN. And Glenn Beck covered it last week and said they're getting ready for martial law. The point is, though, it worked on me for a while. They said, kooks talk about black helicopters. And I'm like a mainline Republican host when I first got on. I mean, I was anti-Federal Reserve, kind of a Ron Paul type, but, you know, still a lot more, quote, mainline. Well, I was ignorant. So, see, before they turned the urban warfare loose on us, they said, kooks talk about this, it doesn't exist. Before they turn a new world order loose and a global banking system, they say, kooks talk about a world currency, it doesn't exist. Kooks talk about a North American Union. Then they set it up, and the public won't talk about it because they heard kooks talk about it. I mean, you understand the psychological warfare that's being used against you? All right, I promise, straight to your phone calls when we get back on the other side of this quick break as world government takes over.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com, ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into solutions to stop the global banking cartel from setting up what all powerful elites have dreamed of for history, worldwide empires. There have been quite a few, like the British Empire and others. They convince the public that empires don't exist, especially financial ones. Well, they do. And also Barack Obama. He's gotten three times the Wall Street money that John McCain has. I'm not saying vote for either one. They're both bought and paid for. But he is the heir apparent. And he's gotten four times the Goldman Sachs money. So people that want change, you're going to get change. It's going to get a lot worse. But because he's a liberal guy and looks different, I guess people will buy into that. It's like a different paint job on a car, but same car. Very, very serious there, ladies and gentlemen. Just the facts. All these poor people suckered again by a corporate front man. George Bush runs nothing, and Barack Obama is going to run nothing as president if he is elected president. You just watch. And we've only got about, 14, 15 days now until we find out with that. Let's go to your phone calls, Daniel and Carl and Steve and Doug and Joe and Jay. Daniel, you're on the air from Ohio. Worldwide, welcome.
Excellent. I'm so excited to be on the show. So my question is, I love my job. I'm going to be a dentist next year, going in the Navy. And my question is, how do I deal with fluoride, mercury and fillings, vaccinations, stuff like that?
You don't. And it's against the law to give troops experimental vaccines, but they break the law and have given them smallpox and anthrax shots, and it's killed a whole bunch of them. That's been confirmed. Mainstream news, just Google that. And there's an article today on Infowars.com about how they've given the manufacturer liability protection, and so they use you as guinea pigs.
Right, but how do I, address, fluoride? As a dentist, I constantly have to tell people, oh, you need to have a fluoride toothpaste.
Let me tell you, the American Dental Association 2 years ago said they no longer recommend fluoride and that it's poisonous and dangerous. Pardon me?
To kids, I thought I'd heard you say
yes,
that.
Yes. Well, just Google it for yourself, but they're saying it's bad, it's toxic, and the children don't need it. But instead, on the store shelves, they have fluoride water for kids. And, of course, it's not even the good type of fluoride in small levels you do need for your teeth, which is calcium fluoride. It's sodium fluoride.
What about mercury and amalgams?
Well, they're already starting to phase that out, and I would go with the tooth-colored fillings. You know, my dad is a dentist and didn't believe all this stuff, but now he actually looked at all the documents and said I'm right. He's also heard top dentists on my show and scientists talk about it. Had the head of the toxicology for the EPA. They've had a poll. Over 90% of their scientists say that fluoride shouldn't be in the water. But the government says we don't care. See, 90% want to control our borders. Government, both parties say no. 80-plus percent don't want to be in Iraq. Both governments, both parties say no. You get 90+% of EPA scientists signing a letter a couple years ago, having huge demonstrations saying take it out of the water. EPA, their bosses, say no. You can pull that up as well. So I don't know what to say to you, sir.
Can you think of any alternative fluoride? I mean, because I know
you don't need fluoride. You need people need to clean their teeth. You know, as a degree dentist, that most of it is, you know, most of the problem is caused because of gum disease and because of buildup. And if people just get cleanings every 3 to 6 months and brush your teeth twice a day with Tom's of Maine, non-fluoride toothpaste are going to be just fine. Look at my teeth. Look at those suckers. And those suckers hadn't had fluoride on them in a decade. Look at them. Look at those chompers. Not a cavity. I had developmental pits in my wisdom teeth, which I kept. But, you know, those are, for those that don't know, your dentist holes in them that came in congenitally. You know, but I had those filled, but that's it.
I see. All right, well, that's all my questions I had for. I just want a little bit of advice on that.
Well, you're a degree dentist. I bet you can figure it out from literature, but thank you, sir. I get my dad on here. You can do that. I get Dr. Jones on. He's also an oral surgeon. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'd like to cover some of these reactions I've gotten about the bank things, and I've also got some good news for you off the air. But when I've asked people, you know what the Federal Reserve is? Most people say, isn't that federal? And I say, no.
Like Federal Express or Federal Plumbing?
Well, no. They thought it was like a part of government. And I said, no, it's a private institution.
And we had one of the heads of the World Bank on C-SPAN last week. Somebody called in and says, Alex Jones and Ron Paul said the Federal Reserve is private. And he goes, no, it's not. It's government.
No, the sky's blue.
Well, I mean, they're in the white paper. I mean, they're in the white pages. The Federal Reserve is private, period.
Well, people have also said that the bailout was necessary or else we will go into a depression.
But then we have all these headlines about the banks won't give anybody the money. Well, of course they're not. They're bringing in the depression to blow things out and consolidate it.
And every time I try to tell them that no, the Federal Reserve is there to ensure that we have economic instability, they're like, oh, pshaw.
That's right. They promised we'd have no more depressions after 1913. We got the Federal Reserve, and they engineered the Great Depression.
1929, yep.
That's in the Congressional Record they engineered it.
And then they start blaming capitalism, and they say, hey, communism works. And they say, what about that Soviet Union? What's wrong with that? And they just don't get it. And
yeah, what's wrong with 100 million people getting killed by the government?
Yeah, and then they say that, oh, Barack will fix it, and they know that McCain is a dead fish. You know, they agree on that.
And they're going to be suckered by him because the guy's daddy was black, so he must be different. I got news for you. There's evil white people. There's evil black people. But Obama isn't even evil. He is a puppet, a minion, a front man of the big tax-free foundations. I'm going to put you on hold. You can tell the guys what the good news is. Let's talk to Jay in Massachusetts. You're on the air, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I was up here in the Northeast. It's pretty difficult to try to, like, wake people up. The people are so, like, delusional up here. They don't even, you know, you can't even get through to anybody up here. I tried talking to some people in my classes, you know, they just laugh. They don't even want to know.
Well, that's why the elite are moving on us with so much tyranny, is they know the public's dumbed down. Now, 90+% of people were against the Baker takeover bill, known as the bailout, but they still don't have any idea just how serious it is. You know, they have an idea it's bad, but they have no idea how bad it is.
Yep, basically.
What else is on your mind?
I was just wondering, what would be a good idea to... if any products we should boycott. I was thinking about boycotting some Pepsi products and not buying any or not.
Look, it's healthy for the economy to boycott any big, brand names. If you have to look at their policies, if they're supporting gun control, if they're supporting open borders, if they're supporting anything New World Order. But it's not good to boycott something, if you don't know they're doing something bad. Instead of boycotting, I think it's better to support groups and organizations that are pro-U.S., pro-sovereignty, anti-globalization.
Yeah, I just took my money out of Bank of America and put it in a local bank, so I guess that's one step.
That's one step. That certainly is. But see, it's a catch-22 because the local bank might not be secure, but the big, greedy New World Order bank may be.
Yeah, and then the regulators could come and snatch up that bank, and it wouldn't matter anyway.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. But you're at least thinking. You're trying to go for solutions. The big solution, I'm going to get into it more in the next hour, is awakening people, going, okay, do you want a group of private banks in Europe to set the value of our currency? Do you want to be regulated internationally? I mean, like the World Trade Organization runs our trade, has more power than Congress. It was set up in 1995. That's criminal. We need to get more power locally, not more power taken away to the international level. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Carl in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I have a couple things I want to say. I'm going to try to keep it short. You know, I see it's only going to get worse. These two candidates aren't going to do a thing.
The total puppets, absolutely. But Barack Obama can fool the public more and make people think it's changed and sucker them longer. That's why the money's on him.
Yeah, the people up here in Canada recently, we elected Harper, basically, and they were suckers, and they went along, and we have the same prime minister here now.
And they're doing all the same banker takeovers. It's international.
Yeah, but I agree with you on a couple things I disagree. You know, I believe that, you know, we've got to keep getting the word out. That's what we can do about it, you know.
I agree with you. Keep educating the public.
Yeah, and I believe it's only going to get worse. And I believe this is part of this Antichrist system, this whole New World Order. It's one and the same thing. And, you know, Christ has to come back and rule the world based on love and based on justice. And these people want to rule the world based on greed and...
Well, I don't know what we disagree about, sir.
I think the two are going to clash. Christ is going to come back with his government to rule the world on with love and justice. And this one world government isn't one going to give up their power.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. The Nazis, people in Germany thought that was the Antichrist and it was the end of the world, so they laid down and didn't fight him. And people in Africa, when they're always being slaughtered, think it's the end of the world, so they don't stand up. And the founding fathers, they were told, oh, it's God's will, don't stand up. I'm going to do the right thing. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Most of our churches are paid for by the government, 501c3, FEMA program, where the preachers are paid, 26,000 of them, that's mainstream news. Yes, folks, we broke it a year before it was in the news, when it was secret. This started 5 years ago to train them, to teach their flocks, to submit to government, to go along, to turn their guns in, Romans 13 being misinterpreted. Bottom line, whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Hindu, a New Ager, whatever, you had better not want a New World Order. You know, a lot of New Agers say, oh, we don't want this evil banker New World Order, but we want the loving global government that's coming. And when you look at the New World Order, it's actually pushing the whole New Age agenda. That's just a fact. I mean, you can... say what you want about it. I'm just reporting facts here, and then it's up for you to decide. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break down what it will be like under the world government if we don't turn it around and stop it, and more solutions, as well as your phone calls. Also have an incredible police state stack of news here dealing with forced inoculations. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at all.